Hello, everybody. I am Coach Lisa. Let me just name myself first. Oh, I'll try to spell my name right. How is everybody doing tonight? Hold on, I have to open the chat to see what you're saying. There we go. Open the chat. So, how is everybody doing tonight? As you know, I am Coach Lisa. Was a slight issue with the email that went out about tonight's call. So we will see if everybody makes it in here. Hello, everybody. Oh, it's so good to see everybody from all these different places. Tonight, you're going to have the amazing Coach Mish in the chat with you. She will also be encouraging you to post lots of questions and to raise your hand if you want some coaching, because that's really what we're here for, right? As you know, I am taking over from the amazing Coach Julie, and I know we all love her and we're all missing her. It's great to see you too, Stephanie. Get on up here for some coaching. But I hope that I can do the same as what she has done in the past, and it's probably going to be in my own unique way. It's not going to be exactly the same, but I'm here for all of you. I'm here for what you want to be coached on. I'm here just to keep this conversation going. I have ha been asked the question, why should I come to this call? There's a lot of people that don't want to talk about sex. They're kind of interested in body image, but they don't want to talk about sex. And I kind of want to answer that by saying, that's okay. You don't have to. You can come to this call. You can raise your hand. We don't even have to touch the topic of sex at all. It can be about body image. It can be anything you want to talk about, something that's in your way about your relationship. But this also is a very safe space if you want to talk about anything related to intimacy, related to your relationships, related to sex, to related to whatever that means for you. I'm here for that. And I think that's why originally Coach Julie sort of took me with her and taught me. I studied under her. I learned a lot from her. Was because of that openness. If you want to talk about it, I'm here for it. you want to talk about vibrators, you want to talk about anything, let's go. But we also don't have to. So you let me know. I'd love to know what questions you have. Would be a great way to start this. Why did you come to the call today? That's what I'd like to know. You guys came to this call, and I'm curious, and we have a question. So let's see. How do you work on trying new things in the bedroom when you're worried about your body size and weight? This is a really good question, and I think this applies to probably a lot of us. You work on your mindset about it is the real answer. And if you would love to come up and we could talk about this one-on-one here, just you and I, that would be fabulous. Feel free to raise your hand. If you don't, that's okay too. So how do you try things? Well, first you get curious. What do I want to try? What do I want to experiment with? What do I know? What do I not even know that I don't know? But you see, when you're worried about your body size and weight, we've got to get out of our own head sometimes. There are a lot of different techniques you can use to get out of your head. And we can go over some of those, but that's the main thing. And I see that you've put your hand up. So hold on a minute. Everybody, stop the bus. We have someone with their hand up. I'm going to promote you to panelist and let's talk about it. So this is how it works, everyone. I promise I don't bite. Not here, anyways. And it'll just be you and I chatting away. So, are you there? Can you start your camera?
I don't think it's going to start. Can you hear me okay? I don't know that it's going to start. So if it's okay doing it that way, that's okay.
Yeah, we'll take it. What's so?
So, okay, obviously I asked the question in the chat.
Yes. Yeah.
So I guess my question would be,
I think you got your microphone covered a little bit.
I'm sorry. Can you hear
That's
me
okay.
okay now?
Yes, that's much better. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry about that. So
That's
I
okay.
guess my question would be, my boyfriend and I, I would say that we have a pretty good sex life. Trying to like want to maybe try or explore new things, but and you know, when we're doing the deed, you know, you don't think about that stuff or whatever. But there are some things that like we want to try, but I have some concerns because like, you know, like my weight, like, you know, will that support me or will, do you know what I mean? Like, so how do you get past those kinds of things where you're like, oh, I don't know if I'm too big to use this thing or, you know, different
So the
examples.
first question is get factual. What, like, get factual about what you're talking about. Like, what type of thing? I can give
So
an
like,
example if you'd like.
okay, go ahead.
It depends if you want to talk about exactly what it is or not, but my example would be a sex swing. And
That's a
I
good
have.
example.
Hey, I too had serious concerns about it. I read the packaging. Honestly, read the packaging. I read all the reviews. I double checked. We got it installed. I checked it out, and it was going to be fine. Was it comfortable? No. Do I love it? No. It's really not my favorite because of. It takes a lot to get out of my own head in that situation. So we honestly have not hardly used it at all. We did it the one time. But that's a really good example of like, seriously, read the packaging, read the reviews. Most like online shops, when you order things, will have like reviews. I mean, even on Amazon, all these things have reviews and stuff. And that's a really good place to find answers like that. Did that kind of cover the question, or is there anything else specific about?
No, it did. So I guess
Okay.
obviously like not sounding, you know, I don't want this to sound inappropriate or anything like that,
I
but
don't
do you
think there's
think
anything
that,
inappropriate
well,
at
but
all.
when you said like you tried it and you didn't like it, do you think that simply was because, again, obviously whether you do enjoy that or you don't, but do you think it was more because it was in your head because you just couldn't get past that? Because that's kind of where I'm at right now. Like I can't even.
No, I'll 100% tell you for exactly what it was for me is my daughter lives in the basement.
Okay,
And
well that
no, it goes further than that. And the only door that actually has a door frame suitable for that is her entry door.
Okay.
And we did not realize that when we purchased it, but so we did try it out one time when she was not home. She was away for the weekend. But it was still a lot for me to get out of my head to say, well, what if she came home early? Well, and she's not going to come home early. But you know, it's just all of that thinking.
Right.
And in all honesty, my husband and I have a relationship that we have a lot of other things we could do. And that's what I said. I'm like, okay, this was okay, but like, I'm really struggling to get out of my own head about this. So can we try something else? And that's what we do now. Like, we have a ton of toys and things like that. So to me, it just wasn't it, the reward wasn't worth it, if that makes sense.
It does. And I think that, like, of course, he's very patient with me, so I said, like, I need time, like I need to, you know, get to where this, you know, because just like you said, like trying different things in the, and again, this would be a whole new thing for me. We've done other things, you know, whatever, but I think it's just I think, you know, obviously this was a question I was a little embarrassed to ask, but I mean, what the hell? So
So proud of you.
I think that we as women, you know, we, you know, just like Coach Jolie had talked about, and like you'll talk about, I'm sure, you know, we do have needs and wants and things like that. And there's nothing wrong with us expressing those or, you know, being having, listen, to try to help all the other women that might be listening to this call, there's nothing more embarrassing initially in your head, you think, anyways, than talking about that stuff. But I've seen that since I've used some of the stuff that I've learned through here and just having an open, honest conversation with him about what I want, you know, setting, you know, boundaries if needed, you know, what's he good with, what I'm good with. You know, I realized that if I was going to, if we were, you know, Most people are probably are the same as me, where you have a busy life, so you almost have to make plans to do that. So it's like if I would know in my head that, like, hey, we're going to do it, and if it didn't happen for whatever reason, then I felt pretty let down. And a lot of times, actually, after that, I would I identify as a binge eater. So a lot of times, sometimes that would lead me to binge because I didn't know what else to do with that because I didn't know what was going, I didn't know what to do with that. I had expectations of something that I thought was going to happen. I enjoy having sex very much. I thought that was going to happen. It didn't. So I didn't know what to do with that. So, the best thing I could do for myself in the moment was to binge. So I had a conversation with Coach Julie and some of the other coaches and ask coaches. And what I did was I sat down and him and I had a conversation and I said, like, if this can't happen, that's okay. There are reasons that it can't happen, but this is what I'm going to need from you, after that to kind of, I guess, maybe help compensate for that. Or, he knows that I binge, like, to keep me from binging. I needed something. I needed some compassion. I needed some, intimacy, some touch, some whatever. So I just had that open dialogue with him and he responded really well to that. So, I have you guys to thank for that. So I guess I just said all that, like, this is,
It's been a big
I'm,
old testimonial.
yeah, I've listened to these calls. Exactly. I'm giving you the rating right now for this.
Thank
I've
you.
listened to these calls lots of times and I love when the women are brave enough to get up and get coached. And I apologize that I can't get my camera to work right now for some reason, but I'm just glad that I asked the question today and I don't feel embarrassed by it or anything. You identified and helped validate how I feel, gave me some feedback. Thank you.
Well, you are so welcome. And I think you really nailed it, the piece about communication. And Coach Julie and I actually, I think together talked about it on another call about finding other ways to address trying new things, especially when we're unsure about how it's going to like physically function and happen. And it can be to try something like humor. It can be trying something like you said, like loving, thinking about how are we going to address it if it doesn't work, and moving on from that and maybe not even losing the mood too, right? Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Like I didn't, like I said, I wasn't sure how he would respond, and he, you know, he were a little bit on the opposite ends of the spectrum. Like he's not real good with that. He didn't grow up that way, so he's not good with, like, compassion and caring and things like that. So I wasn't sure how he would respond, but it was like, okay, I you tell me what you need, and I can do that for you.
So he kind of showed up in a way you weren't expecting. That's pretty awesome.
Absolutely. Because again, I had all these thoughts in my head about, oh, do I want to have this conversation with him? Oh, what if he says that, that bullshit story went over and over and over again in my head. And I created all these scenarios of how terrible it would be. And he would, what he would say and how I would react. And then I just had the damn conversation and it went better than I could have ever expected.
I guess that's the thing too. It's like sort of experimenting with like what's the worst that's going to happen? Like most partners aren't going to shut us down about having an open conversation. They just might not know how to respond all the time. So and we have this training on our side of being here in no BS and understanding how to express ourselves. So have a little patience with them. But I'm so glad that you did that. That's so brave of you too, and a great example for everybody.
Well, thank you. And I just looked at it, just kind of what you said, like, what's the worst kid that could happen? I guess you wouldn't have sex, but you didn't have it that night anyways for whatever reason. So why not have a conversation with him and just say, like, hey, so I mean, I'm very thankful that this is a call that's in rotation monthly. I think it's been beneficial for so many people. So I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate you too. All right. I will put you back down to panelist, I think. We'll see. I'll figure that out. Oh, there we go. I figured out how to do it, everybody. We're good. There we go. All right. We do have someone else with their hand raised. So as I am bringing you on, Stephanie, I'm going to look at our next question. Okay, I'm going to answer that as soon as we're done here. I love your questions, everybody. Oh, hi, Stephanie. Oh, I'm going to ask you to unmute, please.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yes.
Ah,
Welcome.
my first time being on this call. I've listened to it in the past.
All right.
But something that's really bothered me lately.
Okay.
And I don't know. I know it's probably all in my head, but I can't get past it. So I was like hoping maybe you can help me figure out a way to move past this. So a
Okay.
little history. I've been with my husband since I was 18. And we have a great sex life. I'm not complaining, nothing like that. My problem, and it has to do with body image, is since we practically grew up together, you know, being I'm 49 now and I was 18. So my body has been all over the place. And I was never had a weight problem before kids. Then I had kids. Then I gained a bunch of weight, but then I lost a bunch of weight. And now I regained the weight.
Okay.
So this time around, I'm a lot more self-conscious about my body. And he's never said anything bad to me, but I'm embarrassed because he's always been in good shape. He's still in good shape. He's never had a problem. And so I feel very inferior to him in the bedroom because I'm embarrassed. And it's not him putting me down, it's me not being able to move past this. And I get very sensitive about things. So if like, usually we have sex several times a week. So if we go a week without sex, I think, oh my God, he thinks I'm disgusting, and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
And I want to not feel this way. And I am doing body image camp this weekend.
Well,
So
that is really good to know. That's excellent. I think you'll learn a lot of things there too. It's interesting the way you said, like, how do I move past it? And it's a sentence that comes up for a lot of people all the time. How do I get past this? And this is you. Like the this is just what your brain is offering you. It's your brain's opinion. I love that you can identify, though, that it's not him that's saying this. It's what your
No.
brain's saying. Yeah.
But I know inside, because he's seen me at my best, he's seen me at my worst, and I know he's more physically attracted to me when I'm thin. I know that. He doesn't say like anything, but I can sense it. It's like I just feel like I sense that he's not physically attracted to me the same way anymore. I don't doubt that he loves me, but I want to be physically attractive to him. That's where I get stuck.
Yeah. But he's never said it, right?
No, I mean, he's made comments not to me about other things, like, if he sees an ad or something, like, oh my God, that woman shouldn't be on the cover of that magazine or something like that. So he's made critical assumptions
So then
about
you're
people.
internalizing it and deciding,
Exactly.
yeah.
Exactly. And he
Yeah.
doesn't compliment me. He doesn't like tell me I'm beautiful or anything like that. Because he's just not that type of person because he doesn't like compliments. So it's really hard for him to give me a compliment, even though I've asked him for compliments. But I
Okay.
feel I want to hear that stuff so I'm reassured,
Okay. Have you ever said it to yourself?
Yeah, I tried that and it's
Okay.
just
And
not.
what happened?
It's like I want it from him though. That's the thing. It's like for some reason I can think it, but I want to hear it from him because he's so important to me.
It's interesting, right? Like, I bet you a lot of people on this call feel the same way, that hearing something from someone else somehow feels more important than us saying it to ourselves. See, we've got some thumbs up, some people are agreeing. And the thing is, you can see the way it's affecting how you're showing up for you. We're kind of giving all of our power about how we feel to someone else. And we don't do that about everything in our lives, but sometimes stuff like this, we give all our power to them. And then they have to show up. And the problem with that is we can't control what they do. You even tried, you've been like told him, this would make me feel good. And I mean, on one hand, I could recommend, yes, we could make sure you're clear and make sure that you say it to him again and like really tell him how important it is. But I don't know that you're going to believe it until you start to tell it to yourself that. And it could start with an and story. It could start with a, and for now, this is how I am. And he still wants to have sex with me. And so we could enjoy the pleasure part of the sex and work on getting out of our own head and not necessarily listening to those thoughts right now. And especially not putting thoughts into his head. Like, you know, see what I mean? Like, we're translating. We're doing like, it's like taking, well, because he said this about that, then I'm going to apply it over here and make it mean this. Maybe it
Yeah,
doesn't.
because I think if I just don't hear that he finds me attractive, I automatically think he doesn't. And I and he.
When someone tells you you're attractive, him or anyone else, are you like all of a sudden you fully believe?
It
Most of us
depends on
don't.
telling me that, but I mean, I've been called attractive before. It's not like I don't feel I'm not attractive. It's just for I just want to hear it from him specifically.
What would it sound like if he said it?
Well, I mean, he says it from like once in a blue moon, but it's like I guess his way of saying I'm attractive is kind of like, why are you getting all dressed up? And that, and he feels that's me telling, he's telling me that I look good by saying that. And I don't see that. I call that, it's like, that doesn't mean that I look good. Why you're asking me why I'm getting all dressed up. So it's like a communication issue as well. But I
It is.
just,
Sometimes that translates differently. And that is the part, Stephanie, that you actually have control over, is working on just believing that he does find you attractive. And that, yeah, maybe sometimes he does find you more attractive. That's why we get dressed up sometimes and go out because we like to do that. But we want to really work on not having it affect our intimacy. And that's where we want to get out of our head. That's not really the time to think about it. That's probably not helpful to you.
Yeah,
But
I
for you.
mean, before I wasn't so self-conscious about this, but it was after the last weight gain for me that made it really hard because I had lost all the weight and then gained most of it
How did
back.
your story change about yourself when you gained the weight back? Like,
I felt like a failure. I really did because I worked so hard to lose. I lost over 70 pounds and I worked really hard. And then when COVID hit,
yeah.
it started coming back, and I just can't get it off again. I keep trying, but I'm not giving up. It's just, I don't know if it's this time in my life because, I didn't have a weight problem growing up. And so this is not something I've lived all my life with. This was after kids in my 30s.
Did you
So.
know? I did. Were you? Have you noticed that we have opened a new Facebook group? Do you go on Facebook at all? So we specifically opened a Facebook group that is all about weight loss work only, and the main reason for that is exactly what you just said. Like, I'm not giving up. I want to do the work, and that's a place to do the work and to learn from others as they're doing the work. So I just wanted to offer that. I think you still can do quite a bit of work on the way you're talking to yourself. Because if you close your eyes, like your brain has not changed at all. You're still the same you inside, no matter what the outside shell looks like. And that's probably the person that it's your boyfriend, right? Boyfriend, husband?
My husband.
Husband, sorry. Yeah, so that's the person that your husband is in love with and that your husband wants to have sex with. And probably why it's never come up with him that about the weight at all. Mine is the same way. I even asked him one time, like, I did gain a little bit of weight too. And I said, you okay with that? And he said, what? Oh, I didn't really notice. And I'm like, hell, how do you not notice that? He didn't. Like in the bedroom, he doesn't care at all. He's connecting with me. And what he loves is the pleasure and the intimacy and the way we make each other feel. He's not really thinking about any extra weight at all. But
Yeah, and that's how I know it's just me because we still have a sex life. The sex life hasn't gone away. You know, it ebbs and flows depending on what's going on. It's my story in my head with it
so
that.
what do you tell yourself when that story comes up then?
That it's not me. I, you know, it's not, has nothing to do with what I look like. It's just, you know, either we're busy or someone's not feeling well or something's going on or, you know, life in general. You know, it's what I want my sex life to be and what my sex life is two different things because life gets in the way too often for my taste. But, you know, that's just what it is. And I don't blame anybody for it. It's just life. Get away, but I would feel more confident if I knew it didn't have anything to do with my weight.
Well, you could just decide that.
Yeah, I
I
could.
mean, honestly, you just sold me on it. Life gets in the way. It's
Yeah.
busy. And if the real issue is you want more sex and you want to make more time for that, that's a scheduling issue. Let's just figure, like, pull out your calendar and let's figure that out. You know, what are we doing first thing in the morning? What are we doing Sunday afternoon? You know what I mean? Like, that's a scheduling thing that you can figure out. And I think it's great that you're noticing, hey, when we're not having sex, then what it's doing is giving my brain, remember, old shitties, giving the old shitty in my brain an opportunity to go to be chirping me in the background here.
That's exactly what it is, because it's like when we have sex, everything's fine for a few days, and then it starts to. That is
So it's
exactly.
really a question of that old shitty that's coming up, that's what I want you to think about.
Okay.
I know it's okay, it's totally unrelated to sex. And I wish I had a sex analogy, but I love analogies. And an analogy I give my clients about the things they think or the sentences that come in their head often is the one about junk mail. I own a home. We get flyers all the time to put a new roof on our house. I don't need a new roof, but they still send the flyers. That's the same as that old shitty. But if I got the flyer and every time, oh shit, we better put a new roof on. Oh, but we just did it last week. It got another flyer saying put a roof on. That's those old shitties that are just on repeat. They think they're helpful. Those flyers are helpful if you actually needed a roof. But when you don't, it's not helpful. It's like remembering that it's just one thought that's going through my mind. I get to decide whether I give it meaning, whether I consider it as valid or not. That's the choice that you actually have.
Okay, I'll work on that. I do like that. And I didn't realize it was so connected to it's like I was fine until it's gone a few days and then it's like comes back strong. Okay.
And that makes it feel more true, and yet it's not more true because of that. It's just a thinking pattern. So you keep working on that and feel free to reach out and ask coaches as well. And you know, you can address it to me if you want, and we can keep talking about it there.
Okay.
Let us know how it goes. We can work
Okay.
on that communication too. If it is really just you want more sex, we'll work on that. Okay. It was great to have you on, Stephanie. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye.
Bye. I know. Okay, we don't have anybody else with their hand raised, but we do have quite a few questions. So let's start going through some of these questions. And if anyone else wants to put their hand up for coaching, we can probably get to you as well. So somebody who doesn't want to discuss because their husband's in the house, that makes sense. I hope mine's not offended by anything I'm saying. And we've been married for 37 years. He loves my body as much as he ever did. I, on the other hand, am in total okay, totally disgusted with my looks and haven't felt sexy in years. I want to overcome this feeling, yet I'm getting teary-eyed as I type. Makes sense. Oh, I'm so glad that you're coming to Body Image Camp as well. And I'd like some affirmations I can believe in to get me through this until I arrive at my goal weight. That is such a great question. And I think we covered a lot of it in the last person that I coached there, Stephanie. But the thing about affirmations is we want to make sure that it's something that is believable to us. So we're not going to go from, what did you say? I'm totally disgusted with my body to I love my body and it's amazing overnight. It's just not going to feel believable. But that's where we can work on some like prefixes, suffixes. I think that's what the terms were that I learned in school. But I'm working on loving my body. We could even step it back a bit too if that doesn't land yet. I'm working on being okay with my body. I'm working on a new relationship with my body. There's so many different ways that we can work on kind of stepping ourselves to getting there. And one of the things I like to suggest to people is when you think about it, think about this sentence you're going to say to yourself, whether it's, I'm working on this new relationship with my body. I'm working on liking my body or being okay with my body. What I want you to do is you put your hands to your heart, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and see how you feel inside when you say that. What you're kind of looking for is that neutral feeling, that feeling of, whew. What you want to keep an eye out for is that amped up feeling or any, heat or any kind of negative feeling in your body, burning heaviness, that's telling you that you're not feeling like in alignment with that thinking, with that thought yet, and that it's really maybe too much of a stretch. So working on coming up with what's the next step to that feeling. What's the next step to where I feel okay? Sorry, to that sentence you're trying to say to yourself. What's the next step to get there? And other than that, yeah, there's be a great post too in Facebook to find out from other people. What do you say to yourself? What is going on for you? All right. I know somebody was thinking about raising their hand, but I'm going to answer the next question while we wait and see if anybody does want to raise their hand. Helping my husband with ED, I want to be supportive, but I feel like a failure if the meds don't work. That's a really interesting one. And if you'd like to raise your hand, I would love to talk to you about it. Here's the thing that I learned about that, because it definitely is something that's present in my relationship as well. What I never realized before I had the conversation with my husband was how much of a failure he felt like. So, and it wasn't until we started talking about it that I actually understood that side of it. I thought it was me. It was never me. It really wasn't. And until I had that conversation, it was kind of like, well, what's the worst that happens if we have that conversation, even if it feels hard? You can sort of talk yourself through why does it feel hard for me to have this conversation? What am I afraid I'm, what's the meaning that I'm afraid I'm attaching to this? And it, or what am I afraid my husband's going to feel like if we talk about it? Because the best that can happen is that you can both be much more open and understanding and seeing each other's side. Because in a situation like that with erectile dysfunction, they probably feel just as badly or worse than you do. So it starts with that conversation. Diane, I see you saying right at the bottom, you should be able to raise your hand, maybe check the three dots for where more is to see if that's where it is, because that's, I think, where mine is right now. So yeah, open conversation. And if the meds don't work, talk to your husband about what would he like to do in that situation? And how would it feel to him if you were understanding and were okay with it? I see, Diane, you have your hand raised. I'm going to bring you up, but I'm going to answer the next question first. So just hold on for a moment with me. I'm mentally exhausted having this conversation with my husband. He doesn't respond at all. He'll step up for a week or two, and then everything goes back to the way it was. So I guess I'm not quite sure, because it's anonymous attendee, I'm not quite sure what conversation you're exhausted having with your husband. But this, I mean, this comes up with a lot of people around a lot of things. Probably, if, even if we weren't on a sex call, this conversation could come up. And yeah, I think the thing is to discuss with your husband what that, or yeah, okay, with your husband, what happens after the week or two? What is going on? What's in the way of it continuing? What are we asking for? Are we asking for something that he's not actually willing to give? That's a really good question. So you could maybe be asked about that. I mean, if I was going to be kind of joking about it, I'd say, good, then you know that if he'll step up for a week or two, you just got to ask every week or two to keep him on that rotation. My hair's doing weird things today. To keep him on that rotation, right? Of every week or two, we'll just ask. But yeah, what if that's not about you, the fact that he won't continue to step up and just kind of an issue that's about him? That might be something to ask too. But again, I'm not quite clear. How do you get out of your own head during sex? Oh, when you get sad during sex, when you can't do the things you used to be able to do when you were thinner. Okay, I've put on so much weight, our favorite position no longer works for me because my extra flesh gets in the way. We don't fit together well anymore. We've tried and tried alternate positions, but no luck yet. It makes me so sad. I just end up checking out and lay there hoping he'll hurry up and finish so it could be over and I can stop being so sad. Yeah. This is kind of like the same issue we have when anything changes. Like on one hand, I think it's really, really helpful for you to recognize that you're feeling this sadness. The way you get out of your head is you work on what you're thinking. First of all, you work on recognizing the reason I'm feeling sad is because of what I used to be able to do. And it's different now. But now it could also be your job to get creative. There are positions, there are tools that can help, like cushions. There's different shaped cushions that can help to support different body sizes and can support us in different positions that can make sex more comfortable. And we just got to get a little bit more creative and figure out what else we can do. If we keep going back to those same things that used to work, I mean, it's kind of, I know, again, weird analogies, but I'm sorry, everybody, they come to my head. When you were a toddler, you used to go to the bathroom on a potty. If I tried to sit down on a potty today, it wouldn't, I would be way too big for it. That's just a fact, like just a fact. So you're giving it some extra meaning, I think. You're shaming yourself about the fact that you used to be thinner, and that's the part we really want to work on. Right, is acknowledging that that shame is coming up or whatever it exactly is. I'm guessing because it's in writing here, but if it is something like shame, it's acknowledging I see you. And yeah, but we're going to keep going. We want this pleasure. So we have to figure out other ways and other techniques. It's really a technique issue. And I'll try to look some up because it's escaping me right now. But I know for me, some positions are like on my side. A few holds my leg up, that kind of thing can be really helpful. I also really like our bed. It's like right next to the wall. So I can prop my feet up on the wall, and that's very helpful if I wanted to be on my back. So, anyways, there are definitely positions like that where you can feel supported, you can feel comfortable, and just get really curious about those alternate positions. That would be my biggest advice with that. But getting out of your own head. And we can also work on some other grounding techniques that you can do beforehand to really get yourself out of your own head. And I'm going to show you that as I bring Diane on. Okay, so Diane, I'm just going to finish this up as you come on. So the grounding technique that I actually just learned yesterday is just breathing in, breathing out for a count of four or working up to five. As you do that, you start to layer in, rubbing your tongue on the roof of your mouth, back and forth, feeling those ridges as you're breathing in and out. And I'm just doing this very quickly so that you all have this. And then you start rubbing your fingers together. You're like, I like to do it with my middle finger. It can be your pointy finger, it doesn't matter. Rubbing that and feeling the ridges on your fingers. Now you try that, the breathing in and out, the rubbing of your tongue, and the moving of your fingers. It's really hard to stay in your head and have thoughts when you're doing all three of those things. So that's a get out of your head technique. Now, I see that you have joined. I am going to ask you to start your video, Diane, and to unmute. There we go. We got the video. Can you unmute?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Welcome. How are you?
I'm great.
Excellent.
This is probably more of what do I want to call it? I don't even know how to call it.
Well, just say it then.
My husband and I are, I'm 10 years older than my husband.
Okay.
And so when we first met, I was like, why would he want to be with me? You know,
Okay.
and I really thought that our relationship wouldn't last.
Okay.
I thought, you know, he's going to get tired of me. You know, I'm 77 and he's 65, you know, so there's a big
Yeah.
age difference.
Yeah.
And I think patience is the key here because I know that when, you know, he'll like whistle at me and I'm in my raggedy old nightgown. And I'll be like, really? You know? But as we've, and we're going to be married 3 years. And
Yeah.
so as we've gone through with this relationship, we've also changed an awful lot. And like you said, communication is the big, big thing. And I was having some libido problems. And I
Okay.
didn't discuss them with him, you know. So I did a little bit of research. I found a product that I ordered and it
Excellent.
worked, you know,
Great.
and then I quit taking it. Okay. And so a couple of days ago, he initiated the sex thing and I was like, oh, wait a minute, this isn't working like it was before. So I
Yeah.
talked to him about it. I said, you know, I ordered this and this is what I was using before. And how do you feel about that? He said, hey, Diane, if it helps you feel better, then I'm all for it. So he's
What
really
did
come
you
up.
think he would say, Diane? What did you think he would say when you told him about using the product?
I thought he'd probably laugh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know
Yeah.
because, like I said, when we first got together, his self-esteem was in the tank.
Okay.
And so, you know, I've really worked at that, bringing him up, you know, raising him up, as you say.
Yes.
But, you know, and of course, both of us have been married before. And so we come to the table with things that we're not expecting
Yes.
and things that we want to change, you know.
Yes.
So I think that the sex thing, I mean, I'm 77 years old. The other night, I'm thinking to myself, what 77-year-old woman's having sex at this time, you know?
You. Well, you are.
Yes.
That's all that matters right now, right?
Yes. So I'm like, okay, hey, I'm all about this, you know. So, and it, once again, like you said, it's what you think about yourself. You know,
Yes.
I've come a long way thinking about myself, what I think he's thinking about me, you know.
Yes.
And it's just come a long way. It's, you know,
And
we're
you're wrong half the time, anyways. That So even what
Yeah.
are you thinking? You didn't even just
Yeah.
laugh. He said whatever works. I
And
love
we're so in love. He's so thoughtful.
Oh.
And yeah, he's just a great guy. So I think patience is the key. You're just finding what works and talking and talking and talking. You know, when we started this relationship, one of the things that we said was, we are going to have open communication. There's nothing that we're not going to talk about. So
Yes.
even though at times it's uncomfortable, especially he's very sensitive, so I have to choose my words carefully, but it's all worked.
Yes.
So that's what I
How
have to say.
lovely. I love it. I'm so glad that you came up here to share that. I don't know if you've seen it all, but a lot of people in the chat want to know what product you're talking about. Do you mind sharing what it
Oh
was?
my gosh, I got it on Amazon, and it's a maca root, and
Oh.
it comes in a pink and white bottle. I know that. I don't know the name of it. And like I said, I ordered something else, and it came actually yesterday. And I said to my husband, I said, you know, this thing you have to take 20 minutes before you eat. You have to take three of them. Where the other one, it was once a day and it was done, you know. So I'm
Yes.
like, I'm not happy with this. I'm going to order the other. And he goes, well, if you're not happy with it, then fine. You know, so yeah, I don't remember the name of it, but if I find it, I can, where would I post it? On Facebook?
You could definitely post it on Facebook. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
That would be
yeah.
great. But yeah, it's
Because
being
it wasn't that I
open.
wanted, didn't want to have sex. I
Yeah.
did. I just felt that I needed a little bit of help.
That's a
Yeah.
really good distinction that a lot of people are afraid of as well. So I'm really glad you made that, which is sort of that distinction between, is it that I don't want it, or is it that my body just isn't functioning the way it used to, maybe, and that it's not getting there on its own?
And you talk about position.
Yeah.
He's 5'10", and I'm 5".
Well,
So, you know, there's a big difference in height between the two of
yes.
us. And
Yeah.
he's quite a bit overweight, and that's all mine, but not as much as he is. But hey, we just work through it. Just work through it.
It sounds like a lot of open communication and that you're so willing to experiment with it. That's beautiful. Yeah, it's such a good message and a good lesson. I'm so glad you came up and
Well,
shared.
I was thinking, okay, when he comes home tonight, maybe I want to have the conversation of, is there something that you feel is missing? You know, is there a different position that you'd like? I mean, you know, my ex-husband was my first lover, and so I have no experience except for him. So maybe there's something out there that I need to try,
Yeah.
and I'm open for it.
Yeah. My rule is try everything twice. I haven't had my opportunity for twice with that sex swing yet, but I will try it again just to see. Because you might have done it wrong the first time, who knows? Or you might have not, figured it out, or it could have been awkward. But yeah, I love that. Being
The
open
other
to
day, he got this eczema, and so we have a sunken tub. So he's like, "Hey, why don't you get in here with me?" And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, come on. This is part of intimacy. You know, get in the tub with me." So I'm like, "Okay." So yeah, it was nice.
lovely.
It's
I
a good
just
thing he's not listening to this. He
love
would be very embarrassed.
but I love how open-minded you are to it and to exploring and to communicating. And I think that is something we can all learn from, that's what really creates the satisfaction for us, is that we do that. We're open to it. We experiment. We try to figure it out, and we get out of our own heads about what they might say or what they might think, or we take control like you did, and you order a product yourself if you want to try it, right?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Well, thank
Excellent.
you very much.
Thank you for coming on here and sharing with us. And hopefully, we'll see you again on another call. Thanks, Diane.
Now, how do I get rid of myself?
I will get rid of you. I will put you back. All right. Yes, thank you so much. He is a lucky man. All right, let me get back to the questions. We have a few more left and a little bit of time. If anybody had anything quick, we could probably coach on it. But let me answer these questions. So I'm single and I feel self-conscious when I get sexual with a new partner. I literally can't allow my lover to take my clothes off. What can I do with a new partner to feel self-confident in my body? Very sexually confident. I'm just ashamed of the size of my body. My question, I think, would be, what is bringing up the shame about the size of your body that puts you in that position that you don't want to take your clothes off? Because I would suspect, and I don't mean to sound sarcastic, but at the time you're taking your clothes off, they probably already know the size of your body. So what is it inside you that's bringing up the shame in that moment? I suspect with most partners, by the time we're at the place where we're taking clothes off, they're over any of that, any of what they're thinking. So it's more you getting out of your head. And I love that you recognize you're very sexually confident. And so it sounds like it's kind of that transition time, right? It's that transition time between the not having sex and then the taking the clothes off and then the having sex. So what if you work on, and just before the transition time, work on that time to get out of your own head. Don't take your clothes off yet. And then whatever it is that drives that sexual confidence, that's what I want you to pull in before you have your clothes off. Pull that in, and whatever story you have about yourself or whatever it is you say to yourself or whatever it is you think about yourself, start with that before you have your clothes off. Because, I mean, sex and intimacy starts before we have our clothes off. So think through that. See if that helps at all. And if you want to raise your hand, we can always talk about it a little bit. I have another question here. My husband had his prostate removed and can't do it anymore. What upsets me is that he is okay with this. He has always been a go with the flow, accept whatever, passive person, but it has been a year and we're now just roommates. So this is a really good question that, you know, it comes up for a lot of people in that whole question of mismatched libidos, mismatched what's going on for us. So when you say he can't do it anymore, from what I'm reading, is he can't have intercourse, can't have penis in vagina intercourse. But what can he do? Like, there's a lot more to an intimate relationship that's beyond just being roommates. It doesn't have to have penis in a vagina. And I know maybe I'm being a little crude and saying it quite like that, but like, honestly, what if, like, we've taken that off the table? I wonder, is he okay with it because he hasn't really thought through what else could go on or what your needs are, what you would really like from him, and how you would really like that connection? So I think a conversation could be had there about, this is what I really want in our intimate relationship. And again, this is something you could bring to us coaches if you want. And like, we could talk through how to word that and what you would like to actually say. But it is really having that same clear communication about, again, what your needs are, what you want, and then how do we meet that? Because it can be whatever you want it to be. And maybe he just doesn't know. He's okay with it for him. Is he okay with it for you? Because it's really important for you to have conversations like that. There are also a lot of other alternatives. If a penis in the vagina is exactly what we need, that's okay too. There's a lot of other alternatives, a lot of other toys. There's a lot of other lifestyle alternatives, a lot of things that can be explored and thought through. So I would really question that he's okay with this, because I think what you're really upset about is whatever you're making that mean about his level of acceptance about what's going to happen in your relationship. So it's totally, you know, I want you to make sure you're clear about that, and maybe we can talk about it again. that's what I have to say about that. Yeah, there was a couple comments in the chat about one Stephanie saying the sexual confidence makes me hyperventilate. Interesting. So interesting to note that. I would be so curious about what that's about. Really question this comment in the chat about, a sentence, sexual confidence, and the reaction our body can have to a sentence. It's a really good example of what we talked about earlier in the call, which is when you're trying to think of things you're going to say to yourself that you can check in with your body and see how it's landing. If it's something your body's repelling, it may not be where you're at right now, but if it's something that feels more at peace, then go for it. Right? It's that checking in and noticing the physical reaction your body has in the moment. So, there is another question here. And yes, there definitely is a replay. And if anybody else does want to raise your hand for coaching, please feel free and raise your hand. I don't mind staying on a little bit longer. I know there was the mix-up with the email going out with the wrong time. So I am planning to try to, if we have stuff to talk about, I'm here to talk about it. A question that I have here in the Q&A. My husband likes one position and it does nothing for me. If we try anything else, he says it's not working for him. And we are both almost 70. Okay. So does the position have to work for both of you at the same time, would be my question. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe we do one position for a little while that works for you, and one position a little while that works for him. And if I had you up here and we were talking about it, the question I would ask is, what does works for him or works for me do? Like, what does that mean? It does nothing for me. Because if you're talking about orgasm, I think I would confidently say I never orgasm during penetration, during like penis and vagina penetration. I just don't. And a lot of people don't. A lot of women don't. There's a book called Clitoracy that is all about the clitoris and explaining that. And if you've been on these calls before, you may have seen Coach Julie and her, it is technically a puppet. But that shows what exactly what your clitoris looks like, because it's actually like a, oh no, this is never gonna work. Like a wishbone almost, with the nub is the thing that everybody talks about is the clitoris. But it's so much more than that. And that is a way that more women, and there's no normal here, everybody, just so you all know, there is absolutely no 100% normal or 100% one way or another. It's a tiny penis, yes. And so the point of, get back to my point, that if you're talking, if doing something for you is having orgasm, then yeah, it's quite possible that certain positions are not going to do that for you. But if it does something for him, to me, that's doing something for you, right? Like, it's a partnership and there's two people involved or more, whatever. But yeah, figuring out that sometimes maybe we go back and forth, sometimes we take turns. That's all right. And yeah, 80% of women don't climax during penetration, 100%. And that's totally normal. There's nothing wrong with that. It makes so much sense. So it that can be okay. You get to decide. We'll do your way once, we'll do my way once. Again, that communication will really help. And so that's something else. The fact that you mentioned the age, if stamina is an issue, and I don't know, it doesn't have to be because of age either, but I'm just like grasping at straws here about what else could be involved because I'm so curious. But if stamina is involved, then yeah, maybe this time it's this way and next time it's the other way, right? Like there's so many options and so much if we get curious and try to figure out how do we just enjoy it and have fun with it. Have fun with it. I love it. All right. So I believe most of what raises arousal is what's happening in our head and not in our body. 100%. What's happening in our head is what is actually helping us to have that arousal in the first place. That's what it is. So, yeah, we have a few people joining the call now. The email was posted incorrectly. So if anybody that is joining the call now has questions or wants to be coached, I would love for you to ask. Oh, it's wearing off now, Karen, this lipstick. Karen just posted about my lipstick because I did put on my lipstick fresh. But yes, if anybody has any questions, you've just joined the call. I would love to hear about them and to answer them. Otherwise, always make sure that you have signed up for the calendar. That's probably the best way to make sure that your calendar is going to be correct. And I'm so sorry that the email went out with the incorrect time. But this replay will 100% be available on Friday. I will see if we can get it up earlier to make up for the fact that we did that the call was actually an hour ago. So as people are coming on, if you have any questions, I'm here for it. Please ask away. I'm here to answer any more questions, or if anybody else wants coaching, I will take someone else on if you'd like coaching. But otherwise, the replay, like I say, will be around on Friday. We did answer a whole lot of questions. And the next call is June. Let me make sure I check the calendar. I will check the calendar to make sure I'm absolutely correct. It is Tuesday, June 4th, and it will be at this new time. Every Tuesday, we have a call now, and the time is 6 p.m. Central Time. And Tuesday, June 4th, is the next body image and sex coaching with me. So make sure that you mark that on your calendar now, because I feel so badly that people missed this, and I'm really sorry about that. Coach Julie said women need about 20 minutes of foreplay. Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people need that. Me personally, I like to get ready for it all day. I like to kind of know in the morning so I can kind of get my head wrapped around it. I can kind of get in the mood. Yeah, women are like slow cookers on low. Men are like microwaves. You've put in the chat, there's a comment that women are like slow cookers on low and men are like pressure cookers. The way I've always heard it is women are slow cookers, crock pots, and men are like microwaves. And that can be true. And if a relationship is two women, it still could be the same thing where one of you is one way and one of you is the other way. There's no right or wrong about it. It's just learning what's right for you and what's going on for you and how to listen to your body and be willing to communicate about these things. So I hope everybody keeps asking these questions. If you have any questions you'd like me to address or any topics you'd like me to address on another call, just ask it and ask coaches. You can even just tell me, I just would like you to talk about this on the next call. You can send an email in to support@pmptribe.com if you want to do it that way. Just let us know what you'd like to hear on these calls because we're here for you. But these are body image and sex calls. So if that is not a topic that you're interested in, then that's okay. So let me know. I'm going to last call here if you want to raise your hand for coaching. And otherwise, if you have any other questions, last call, let me know. I'm here for it. I'm not seeing anything though. Nothing going on. All right. Well, again, I apologize for the email mistake. We will definitely get this replay up for you as soon as we possibly can. It was such a great call tonight, and I'm so glad that you were all here with me and welcomed me with this topic too. So I'm here for all of you. Let's talk about it. Okay. Good night, everybody.